In Zimbabwe, malnutrition and HIV are having a pronounced effect on each other. A third of the adults in Zimbabwe are HIV positive. Nearly two-thirds of the population are on the edge of starvation because of drought and government land reform, which has shut down some of Zimbabwe's most productive farms. Malnutrition is causing AIDS to progress much faster, and that is amplifying the food crisis as infected farm workers are unable to work in the fields. NPR's Jason Dolbian reports from Harare.
At the Central Hospital in Harare, 70% of the admissions last month were AIDS-related, according to government statistics. Dr. Prosper Chonzi, a general practitioner who works both in public and private clinics, says of the patients he sees now, 90% have problems directly related to HIV or AIDS. And he says the food crisis is making the HIV epidemic in Zimbabwe even harder to address.
Look at a patient who has got HIV and TB, for instance. The disease itself means that you have to have a lot of food because you need to regenerate the cells that you are losing. So a patient with HIV plus TB and malnutrition, you are more or less like writing a death certificate for that patient. So that's the kind of situation we are in right now.
As Zimbabwe faces severe food shortages, Dr. Chonzi says AIDS patients lack the stamina to wait for hours in lines to buy bread or cornmeal, never mind to work in the fields. The UN Special Envoy for HIV and AIDS in Africa, Stephen Lewis, toured Zimbabwe in January. Lewis called the combination of HIV and malnutrition in the country a witch's brew that's killing and debilitating thousands of people.
Everybody now understands that when the body has no food to consume, the virus consumes the body. And what, of course, is happening is that in the absence of food, the immune systems are weakening, the progression of the disease is so much more rapid, and people are dying sooner.
Government officials in Zimbabwe estimate that 2,500 people are dying each week of AIDS in the country. Over the last two decades, life expectancy in Zimbabwe has fallen from 55 years in 1980 to 38 years in 2002. And if the food situation gets worse, the average lifespan of a Zimbabwean could drop even further. David Wilson, a professor of public health at the University of Zimbabwe, says as more people become desperate to obtain food, there's been an increase in prostitution, and this could lead to a further rise in the transmission of HIV.
What we're now seeing is both HIV and food shortages amplify each other. People with HIV have limited access to food and therefore much poorer health outcomes. And in turn, because of HIV, agriculture is placed under strain. And I think the point is that HIV makes other crises that much worse.
Stephen Lewis with the United Nations says the international community has done a good job of getting emergency food aid to Zimbabwe. But Lewis says the West has reacted abysmally to the HIV portion of the crisis. And even if the food situation is resolved in Zimbabwe, HIV and AIDS will be hovering over the country for years to come. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Harare.